Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. I'll be out at the coast this weekend. Very excited to hop over to Pelican and enjoy some cold brews and a little look at the coast.
There you go.
Let's jump right in today. If you have five quarterbacks, do you have any quarterbacks? Joining us now, Nick Wilson, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, at Nick Wilson says on Twitter, afternoon drive out there. Nick, good morning to you. We obviously have a local interest in this, man, with Dylan Gabriel and where he's at. I know he's banged up right now. How do you, like, from a 30,000-foot view angle, explain what's going on in that quarterback room right now?
Well, I hate to be the guy that starts this conversation by correcting the guys who are so graciously welcoming me on, but it's six quarterbacks.
Oh,
you forgot Deshaun, who's legally still on the roster.
Yeah.
And even though he might be in the witness protection program. No, I mean, the Browns, listen, it wasn't a great offseason for quarterbacks. There was one quarterback in the draft truly worthy of a top 10 pick. It was Cam Ward. He went one pick before the Browns. And, you know, the only quarterback they could have maybe gotten better than Joe Flacco from a veteran perspective, or Kenny Pickett, was Aaron Rodgers. They didn't want that drama. Or Kirk Cousins, and the Falcons decided to play hardball with Kirk and try and get money and a pick out of it, and the Browns weren't willing to do that. So they ended up going by this this numbers approach. We I think we can call it the dartboard approach, where, you know, they have their veteran bucket. That's Joe Flacco, who was here, you know, in 2023 and had some success. Kenny Pickett is in the reclamation. Could he be Sam Darnold? I don't think so. Could he be Sam Darnold bucket? And then initially they were only going to take a rookie, one single rookie, which would have made this a lot less confusing for people. And then Shador fell to the fifth round, so they took two. And in fairness, I can absolve them of one charge that they've been getting. Tyler Huntley is not here to compete. He's here because Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett are banged up. So I think Tyler's just here to play in the second half of this preseason game on Friday. But It is the Browns, so he could go from the fifth stringer or sixth stringer today, and like 2 weeks from now, he could be the starting quarterback. That's just kind of the way this thing's set up to be.
Nick, I know we're going to ask you about Dylan Gabriel, and we know he's dealing with a hamstring, but like, can we just, I mean, at least for us, you're in Cleveland, man, you cover this, you see it every day, you talk about it. For us, this feels like a clear tank job of just, you said throw darts, maybe that's what they're doing, but also feels like, yeah, we're cool. You know, we don't win a lot of games. We're in a good position. Quarterbacks are coming in next year. Where are you at of just like how you view what they're doing right now?
So, okay. I don't think it's a tank because tank means you've like just gone through your roster and just slashed anybody that's made money.
Sure. Yeah.
They couldn't do that because they're in salary cap hell from the Deshaun debacle, you know, the worst trade in NFL history. So they've got guys like Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller and Jack Conklin, guys who have like one more year of real guaranteed money, and they're going to play that out, and then we'll see where they go from there. But specific to it, it's been so wild to hear the national media talk about the Browns because they just ignore the fact that the quarterback room is Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and a third and a fifth round pick. So it's not a traditional tank to the letter of the law, but I've been saying like, are they going to let this play out? And if it starts to go bad, are they going to try and pull the nose up on it? No, I think they know that their quarterback is going to come in the 2026 draft, most likely. I think that was the root of the Travis Hunter trade down, going from 2 to 5 and taking Mason Graham. And I think the only wild card in this whole scenario is Kevin Stefanski, who I think he knows if you tank or if you acquiesce to losing, you might be the guy that is like the sacrificial lamb on your way to Drew Aller or Lenoris Sellers or Cade Klubnik, or I don't think it's going to be Arch Manning because I think he's going to go back, but Arch Manning in 2026.
Interesting. We're talking with Nick Wilson, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, at Nick Wilson Says on Twitter. I have read such wildly different things on Dylan Gabriel through the start of training camp, of some reports saying how great he looks, others saying he doesn't even belong on an NFL roster, and I'm like, what? Where is the truth here, Nick? I know he's banged up right now. What's the read on Dylan Gabriel?
So I think, okay, listen, I've been out of camp 5 times now in the last 2 weeks, and I can tell you, he's not looked good. It's just, you know, he has looked bad, but I think people have missed kind of the point here. The Browns are putting, I've been calling it like stress tests. They've been putting Dylan in these situations where it's like, let's see if you can handle what we give you today. And again, he hasn't looked good, but that's different than what they've done with Shador. They've got kind of training wheels on Shador, and they've given him kind of scraps. And so, like, Shador's trying to pass the basic test of can you handle these basic things we're throwing at you, where I really think they're throwing the kitchen sink at Dylan. And I think that's a sign that they think there's something there, and that whether it's week 1 or week 6, I think they are preparing to play him early in the season. And so I think people have made a lot about what happened early in camp. I think the next week to week and a half to 2 weeks is super important for Dylan. Because if he starts kind of showing up, if he catches a rhythm, listen, I love Joe Flacco personally. I think he's fun to watch sling the rock around the yard. I don't think Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett or Tyler Huntley or Deshaun Watson or any of the, I don't want to call them scrubs because they're NFL quarterbacks. They're more talented than I am. But any of the guys that they have ahead of them in the room, because here's the kicker. Kevin Stefanski really likes Dylan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so let me ask you about Shadur. Outside of some speeding stuff going on off the field, it feels like he's kind of been somewhat respectful and, you know, I need to earn my way. I don't want my dad here because I'm not really playing a lot. I need to make my way up there. The depth chart got released. He's fourth on it. Do you think Shadur sees the field this year as a starting quarterback? You kind of need injuries to play a factor, I guess. But do you envision Shadur getting snaps in the regular season, or is this something where he's scout team guy?
I think the only way Shadur doesn't see snaps in the regular season is if Joe Flacco has another 2023 run in him, or if Dylan locks down the job. Because I do think Dylan's going to see the field first.
Yeah,
I think he has the benefit of the head coach believes in him, and I think Andrew Berry, their GM, drafted Shadur. And I think that difference is why Dylan's getting the chances he's getting and Shador's getting the scraps he's getting. So, yeah, I mean, I think for Shadur to see the field, Dylan and Joe have to, on some level, fail. Whether that's fail to win games or just fail to look good, I think any mix of those two things, and I think it's probably closer to like a December thing, you know, last five games of this year. But yeah, I would, at this point, I don't think the team's going to be that good. I think they're a 3-win team, and people act like I'm Dracula for saying that. I think this is a bad team. And I think there's going to be a situation that unveils itself at the end of the season for Shadur. And listen, again, I think that's all tied into, they really want to give Dylan that chance first, because I think Stefanski's all in on Dylan Gabriel.
Can I ask you quickly, the owner came out and he's not, you know, we kind of make fun of him out here. I'm sure you guys have those moments as well out there. But he comes out and he basically was like, Shadur's not my pick. And I don't know what to believe with that guy, because he said a homeless guy told him to pick Johnny Manziel once upon a time. What say you of how the owner handled that moment, and just in general, what it's like kind of watching this franchise operate, knowing that that guy is in charge?
I mean, the Haslams are a complicated bunch of individuals. I think Jimmy and the ownership group is in a better spot now than they were, where every 2 years they were firing every head coach and GM under the sun. But Jimmy is still involved, and Dee is still involved, and their son-in-law is still involved. And there are, I think we've gone from Jimmy's too impetuous to there's too many cooks in the kitchen. And that, like, Andrew Berry is not drafted very well here, and that's a problem. And that could cost him his job. Kevin Stefanski has got 2 playoff appearances in 5 years. If you follow up 3-14 with another 3-14, the NFL says that's your booty. But all that being said, I think the NFL media has feasted on, you know, Jimmy Haslam is the, you know, he constantly reaches in and dictates things. I think it's far more convoluted than that, because I think the problem now is there's just so many Haslams. I make the joke on air. I'm like Cletus, Billy Joe, you know, Sally Sue. And they don't like that, by the way. Believe it or not, they don't like those Southern jokes made by some jerk in Ohio. But no, I think there's so many people in that room, and I think it's a – I think that's now become – not it's not a disaster, but a new complicating factor if you're a football guy trying to do your job. But
it's funny to me, Nick, that you mentioned that you think they're going to win three games this year, and then people are calling you Dracula. I would argue if I were a fan, three wins would probably be the best outcome. Like, you're in a division with Lamar and Joe Burrow, gives you a chance to go get a quarterback.
Steelers maybe, might be good.
Steelers might, like, you clean house a little bit. You mentioned some of the salaries that are coming off the books. You got to solve the quarterback issue first and foremost, so that's probably the best outcome. But it led me to another point, because I deal with this with Blazer fans, and we only are kind of a one-show town here with an NBA team. They've done nothing relevant in essentially a quarter century, 30 years. Haven't been in the NBA Finals since the early 90s. They haven't won a conference finals game in 25 years. Yet there are still some people year in and year out who always think this is the year and go in eternally optimistic. It's been beaten out of me as a fan. You're telling me there's still that segment of Browns fans that go into the year like eternally optimistic, like this could be our year? How dare you predict three wins?
Yes. Now, in fairness, this year, it's been how dare you say they're a three-win team. They're a seven-win team.
Yeah.
But we, right before camp, we had a run of like a week where we had guys come call in and just be like, you're an idiot. Can't you see this is a 10-win team? Joe Flacco gave you, you know, we went 5-1 or 4-1 back in 2023. Wow. He's got the magic. Stefanski. And here's the thing. I try really hard not to fan shame, because if you can't be unrealistic about your team, what's the point of being a fan? Much like you, the truth has been beaten into me because I'm so close to how this thing runs.
Right.
That you see, like we put these teams on a pedestal and we act like they're all, you know, they're omnipotent and omniscient and they do everything just for winning. And there are no egos and there are no power plays involved. And it's like, okay, think of your workplace. It's just as potentially dysfunctional as that. And then add a couple billions to the mix and add the football ethos and ego to everything. And by the way, basketball is the same way, baseball is the same way. And so if a fan is pure and thinks, oh, they're trying to win, of course they are. I believe everything they're saying. I think they're delusional. But I wish I had that same level of delusion, because I've been behind, I've been in the butcher shop for so long. Mm-hmm. I know what you do with the lips and all the other parts and those turning into hot dogs and how that happens.
True or false, the best quarterback in the state of Ohio is Julian Sayin. What have you heard about him in camp?
Oh, this is wild. This is starting to really remind me of 2023, where Kyle McCord was basically given every roadmap to the job over Devin Brown, and then it went into like the Akron game before Kyle McCord stole the job, as it were. I've been a Lincoln Keenholz dude for a minute, because he's got a great story as being like a three-star athlete from North Dakota. It absolutely is pretty alarming that we're out of training camp and Julian Sayin hasn't been able to beat out a three-star, I think it's a redshirt sophomore or junior from North Dakota. I kind of thought Ohio State being ranked 2 was a little bit of magician's work. I think they're probably more of like a 7th or 8th ranked team, given what they lost after the national championship. But here's the thing. Last year, it didn't really matter who the quarterback was, because they had a super team around him. Well, you still have Jeremiah Smith. You still have young receiver talent. You're replacing a new offensive line, a new defensive line, your whole starting running back room. Like, this kid needs to be really good, and I don't think he's blowing him out of the water, and that has me concerned for week one against Texas, who I do think is legitimately the top three and arguably the best team in college football.
Interesting. Great stuff. Nick Wilson, at Nick Wilson says on Twitter, Afternoon Drive, 92.3 The Fan, out in Cleveland. Keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for the time, man. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits
perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.